Greetings and welcome to the very first episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. I am your host, Carmela. I am a massage therapist, an herb and botanical enthusiast, and a self-proclaimed connoisseur of sound. Honor and Heal is also the name of my massage practice, which is all about taking the much-needed time to honor yourself by incorporating bodywork and massage into your lifestyle and incorporating the use of healing with sound and herbs, whether it's with a smokable blend or in the form of a tea. At the end of the day, everything is connected, from the food that fuels us to the music that we connect in such a way that our bodies move. We can oftentimes store a lot of past emotions into our muscles, and they can settle in and cause tightness or even soreness or even weakness. And there's an herb for that, which leads me to my intentions. There's an herb for that and there's a frequency for that. Okay. So my intentions for this podcast is, one, to encourage people to really tap into an attuned frequency with a cup of herbal tea. Just one thing about me, I'm going to have a bar in a regular conversation. Yeah, I just caught that too. But I just really want to encourage people to tap into that vibe just for a perspective change, just for an energy shift, and at the end of the day, just to relax, relate, and release. All these things are super beneficial to the body mind. I also want to sort of serve as a resource and share what I've learned throughout my studies and what I continue to study. So on this podcast, the herbs are the guest. I'll go over their benefits and their origin. And in every episode, there will be a sound selection by yours truly. I have the amazing privilege and honor of sharing the poetry of Clover Mills. Their way with words and the arrangement is just truly remarkable. And I just really wanted to share their work of art with the world. Growing up, my mom used to always read like Nikki Giovanni, Langston Hughes. And so earlier on as a child, poetry was one of the things that I just gravitated towards, and in my adult years have kind of not really given much time to. So I really wanted to incorporate that into this podcast, along with affirmations. I believe that one of the main components of self-care, self-love, is affirming yourself. And there's no better way to do it than in a melodic and harmonious way. I have the amazingly talented singer-songwriter Carlina Covington leading us in affirmations in every episode. Her voice is just so vivid, so precise and clear, and just it's just so good. So I'm very excited to share what I have been thinking about doing for the past 2 years with the world, and I really hope that you all thoroughly enjoy what I have in store. So without further ado, let's get into the first guest of the podcast, which is the herb, Arnica Montana. Arnica Montana, also known as mountain tobacco, is a part of the sunflower family. It has these really radiant, tall pairs of yellow flowers that bloom into a star formation during the simmering months of June to August. Arnica is usually found in the moist upland meadows of hills and mountains, hence the name. Mountain tobacco of northern and central Europe. One of the things that I love about this herb is that the flowers, along with the whole plant, can be homeopathically used in a tincture or gel or cream to help relieve pain and recover from injuries. Arnica has so many benefits to the body mind, and some of these benefits include, but are definitely not limited to, helping to heal a sore mouth or throat, helping to heal bruises, surgical wounds, and also any discoloration that you may experience from acne scars or insect bites. And one of the main uses that I've seen, along with relieving muscle pain and tension and body aches, is helping to relieve joint pain, which is a huge contribution to arthritis. So I would offer a suggestion to anyone that may be experiencing arthritis in any part of their body is to incorporate Arnica to your medicine cabinet and your self-care regimen, and let me know how it's working out for you. If you're feeling the benefits, let me know in the DMs, hit me up on IG or something to say, yeah, this actually worked for me. So one of the important uses that I incorporate in my massage practice is relieving muscle pain. So just imagine the use of Arnica in a cream along with some deep effleurages, deep tissue strokes. That is extremely relieving to the body, because Arnica is also known to help with blood flow and circulation, which is one of the main components of massage. So those two work hand in hand. And the chemist in me, yes, I got my degree in chemistry from the Howard University, HU, okay. The chemist in me is currently experimenting with making my own massage cream that includes Arnica as one of the key ingredients. And so throughout this whole podcast, I'll definitely be giving you guys updates on like the results from my different experiments. But if you are anything like me and you love a good DIY, you can absolutely make your own infused Arnica oil or cream. My research has shown that using one part of the flower, or the whole plant, one part of the flower to two parts of a carrying oil works best as a combination. So if you are able to get some dried Arnica from your local co-op or your trusted herb dealer, definitely try this out. There are two simple methods that you can choose between to make this infused oil. One is the solar method, which is basically combining your one part of dried herbs to two parts of any carrier oil of your choice and putting that in a glass jar and just placing it in a warm spot. And you can leave that for 3 to max 6 weeks. Now, if you want something a little bit more immediate, this is the method that I use, which is the double boiler method. Many of you may be familiar with this, and it's just basically boiling a pot of water and placing what I like to use is a glass bowl on top of the boiling water and then combining my herbs and my carrier oil of choice and letting that simmer from minimum 30 minutes, maximum a full hour. And once that process has been completed, I just let it cool. What I like to do is place it in the freezer for a little bit and then whip it so that I can have a cream. But you can definitely just let your mixture sit for a beat, let it cool off and filter out the arnica herb pieces, and you will have your infused arnica oil. So if you guys do try this again, hit me up in the DMs and let me know how it's working out for you. Next guest feature is Kukui nut tree. It's also known as candle nut tree, and it is a native plant of Hawaii by way of the Polynesian settlers. This kukui nut tree has these like super beautiful clusters of ivy flowers with very distinct shaped leaves. Kukui has historically been used in religious ceremonies and candle making, hence the name candle nut tree. The one thing that again, I just really love is the fact that, especially with an herb, if you can use the whole plant or if every single part of the plant can be used in different ways for different things, I just think that's such a blessing. For instance, the nuts from the kukui nut tree has historically been used in an oil, and it has immense benefits, which I'll touch on, of course, a little bit later. But historically, it's been extracted and burned as a fuel for torches in Hawaii, as well as being able to create a dye in sort of a grayish or beige color. This is accomplished by using the fruit and the husk of the tree. And if you were to use the inner bark of the trunk, you could create a dye that has sort of a red, brownish, copperish color, which I think is so dope, and it just shows how things in nature are just so dynamic. One of the main reasons why I wanted to feature kukui nut oil in particular with arnica is that it is a really great carrier oil, and especially in combination with arnica. As I've mentioned before, I have been experimenting with making a massage cream. So these are two key ingredients that I am using in my practice and experimenting with. And so some of the benefits of kukui nut oil are the use in helping to relieve psoriasis and eczema. Kukui nut oil can also be used as a hair treatment. It can help to condition and increase the integrity of your hair to also help to prevent breakage. And now another extremely impressive benefit, if regularly used, is it can help to boost your immune system by fighting infection because it's so nutrient dense with vitamin C, D, and E, and it has a super rich blend of fatty acids that we don't have to go, you know, super into. But because of this rich blend, it can absorb into the skin and is used to help soothe sore muscles and joints, which again, why it pairs well with arnica. And kukui oil has also had a history in massage. I read that it was used to massage members of royalty at one point in time. And I think we should all treat ourselves like royalty and get massages. I think massages is something that should be incorporated into your lifestyle, not like a luxury item or something that you do on a celebrated occasion. So part of self-care is treating yourself like royalty. And so I encourage anyone, if you can get your hands on some kukui nut oil, and if you have an experience with, I don't want to say suffer with, but if you experience psoriasis or eczema or even hair loss, give this a try. Add it to your regimen. And so our next and last featured guest is one of my favorites. They're all of my favorites, but this one stands out, and it is Kava Kava. So some people may have heard of Kava Kava, but it is also a native to the South Pacific and is also commonly used in as a ceremonial drink, basically to promote and heighten your sense of hearing and sight. Kava Kava naturally has a mild and healthy sedative effect, which is one of the reasons why I love it. The root contains kavalactones, and these are responsible for that tranquil and euphoric and calming effect that consumes you when you drink a cup, which is why it is suggested to use Kava Kava to help with anxiety, depression, and emotional stress. It sort of just kind of lifts that up off of you. I encourage everyone to find a tea that contains Kava Kava, or again, see if you can holler at your local co-op or trusted herb dealer. I have experienced Kava Kava in a tea that had a couple of other herbs in it, but Kava Kava was like the main ingredient, and it was just such a great experience. Like after a long day of work or just a long day period, and you want to really relax and release, this is the tea for you. So that basically concludes our herb education. And the way I've set it up is so that you can kind of envision yourself maybe on a Super Soul Sunday. You've maybe done your AM hike, or you've surfed, or whatever sort of physical activity, and you shower and you just want to like rub your body down in an arnica infused kukui nut oil, okay, with a cup of herbal tea, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast. That is just a setup for success and what I call elite self-care. So our next section is a sound selection / mini sound bath by yours truly that will include the solfeggio frequencies of 852 hertz and 963 hertz. I read a quote a while back that said, sound is one of the purest forms of energy, and that really connected with me, and I wholeheartedly believe that. So that is why I just wanted to include a mini sound bath to, one, sort of break up the podcast and add a little bit something new to it, and also create a bit of space to do some breathing to meditate to, and just marinate and reflect on life, yourself, all of the things. Now, the 963 hertz frequency is known to activate the pineal gland and awaken one's spiritual self to connect to oneness of the universe. And 852 hertz healing frequency is known to rebalance the third eye chakra and provide a path of clarity for the ultimate communication with our higher selves. And I am infamous in my friend group and even family at this point for posing questions to just, one, help me gain perspective and to also spark conversation. So I'd like for you to marinate on or meditate on a question that I will pose at the beginning of the sound selection, and hopefully you can use this to spark conversation within yourself, your partner, or your family, and just kind of use it as a self-reflection, or you can just enjoy the sound bath. So the question is, how did you learn to love? If you did enjoy that, I do have a YouTube channel that is also named Honor and Heal that has soundscapes of the different solfeggio frequencies along with like some nature elements, and I make those videos, one, because it helps me, but I've also heard from friends that it just helps them to relax and even sleep, and sometimes if they want like a guided meditation, it helps with that as well. So I definitely encourage you to check out my YouTube channel. Next up, we have a poetry selection, a poetry reading from Clover Mills, and I just want to express gratitude now to Clover for extending their time and just willingness to be a part of the Honor and Heal podcast.
Hi, my name is Clover Mills. I am a poet, artist, death doula in training, and an engineer. I write a lot about chronic pain, illness, and disability, and the grief that comes with that. Because I believe it's important for us to talk about so that we can heal collectively, but also because I think grief can be extremely transformative and can allow us to experience a greater level of acceptance and transcendence. I have written this poem to share with you all today. I am practicing staring at my naked body, giving space to the bursts of scabs dotting my skin, clouds of hyperpigmentation, the storms this body has weathered, the ones it's caused, and the storms I can't prepare for. I am practicing breathing at higher elevations. My fingers soar from hiking newly formed peaks and valleys, the rough terrain of my flesh. They create new trails that twist up to embrace me, the warmest hug I'll ever receive. Despite the shock of avalanche, the pain of rocks in shoe and heel, snakes, thorns, and starving cougars, there's still peace here. It teaches me how to empty my lungs of tension and embrace release on the exhale. And I ask myself, what good is perfect and smooth if it doesn't know how to kiss me long and hard?
That was simply fantastic. I am in immense gratitude to you, Clover. Thank you so very much for that selection. And that leads me to the next segment of the podcast to conclude the very first episode of Honor and Heal. Carlina Covington will be leading us in affirmations. And if you can, if you're in a space where you can just close your eyes and lay and just be in a relaxed position to really receive these affirmations so that they are truly embedded in your body mind. Again, thank you so much, Carlina.
I choose patience, I choose peace. 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 I choose patience. I choose peace. I choose patience. I choose peace.
That concludes the first episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. And I just want to again thank Clover and Carlina for lending their time and support for this. Also, I would just like to express immense gratitude to, one, myself. This has been a long time coming for me, and I'm just very proud of myself in this moment for putting myself first and forward and sharing this with you all. I'd also like to thank some of my really close and dope friends, Jason, Dominique, and Destin. Whether you know it or not, you have played an integral part in making this podcast happen. And so I really hope that you all have enjoyed what I've offered in this first episode, and there's definitely more to come. So join me every other Tuesday. I will be uploading a new episode, and if you would like to connect with me on social media, my IG is Honor and Heal. That is the same name as my YouTube. And my email address is connect@honorandheal.com. Thank you all so much.